Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Catch It Only right here on Sports Grid.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Top of the hour here. Plenty to get to on the show. Of course, Davis recapping our top story of the day. Looks like Carson Wentz may not be available for the first game of the season, maybe even more, as he's going to undergo some sort of foot surgery. The timeline that the Colts have established is somewhere between 5 to 12 weeks, and Jacob Eason takes over as starting quarterback of the Colts, and I know that you seem to be bearish on their entire situation.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really like the Colts much before. I felt like their offense was not really prepared to take the next step. I thought they would, you know, kind of be lucky to do what they were able to do last year, where they went 11-5. They played strong defense. They kind of ran over everyone with Jonathan Taylor. I think they needed to add another quality wide receiver in free agency or in the draft. They did not do so. And, you know, I think kind of their best plan right now should just be to try to get a really high pick in next year's draft, because they owe Carson Wentz all this money. They traded the second round pick for him. I just don't really know how they end up getting this figured out in a positive way. And you're right. I am kind of bearish on Jacob Eason. I mean, you know, I do think you should pick him up in your super flex leagues, or if you have him in a super flex dynasty league, you can kind of take that money to the bank right now. But I don't feel as if Jacob Eason is going to be a big difference maker for the Colts at all, really.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. But I do think that it's going to be a fascinating situation with the Colts overall, where they're drafted this coming draft season. And so we'll keep an eye on that for sure. Here are our headlines here on the show as we begin on the first Monday in August 2021. Bill Belichick, the head coach of the Patriots, says Cam Newton will be the team's starting quarterback this season. So I don't see any debate there, at least to start. NHL, how about this one? Evander Kane accused of betting on games in the NHL by his ex-wife. Is this sour grapes? Is this real? Is this not? No one really knows for sure, but we're going to find out. Season-ending surgery on the table for Fernando Tatis Jr. We certainly don't want to see that. He'll be reevaluated on that shoulder in a couple of weeks. 8 baseball games on the slate today. Over the weekend here in South Florida, Anthony Rizzo, who is from South Florida, made his Yankees debut. He had 2 home runs. He also had a game-winning hit and talked about the first weekend with the Yankees and what it must mean to go home to New York.
The culture at Yankee Stadium. That first time the bleachers as a kid, we were always in the stands. So, but just excited to go there and feel that atmosphere, feel that energy. And definitely helps coming off a sweep this weekend and energy in here as well.
Yeah, and Davis, I think that adding Anthony Rizzo, even though the Yankees didn't score a lot of runs, it's like what we talked about last week. Toronto, they add a couple players, they get excited. Yankees add a couple players, they get excited. They show that they want to win, And now the Yankees seem to be at least headed in the right track. I would caution people, of course, they played against Miami this weekend, decimated squad. The Marlins basically, you know, sold everybody off. But the last couple months of the season are going to be interesting for the Yankees, Davis, for two reasons. Number one, they could make the postseason. Number two, what if they don't, right? Like, after making all these moves. So I'm very interested to see.
I am super interested to see what ends up happening with this team, you know, for a lot of different reasons. But, I mean, the Yankees lineup, it really is nuts. They're 1-9. LeMahieu, Gallo, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Glaber, Gary Sanchez, Gio Urshela, and then, unfortunately, I mean, how do you make all these trades and Brett Gardner is still your center fielder? I mean, what are we doing? There had to have been something they could have done. And you know, to be fair to them, Luke Voit is on the injured list. Aaron Hicks is on the injured list. Tim LeCastro and Clint Frazier are on the injured list. You know, there are guys that are coming back to their team that will fill that spot. But it does feel, to me, Craig, it feels like the number one move that the team should have made should have been for a center fielder who could hit. I mean, Brett Gardner is like a 305 weighted on base average guy at this stage in his career with like a 0.90 or 0.095 ISO. I just feels like they should have done that. I mean, is Byron Buxton close to playing? Like, could they have made a legitimate trade offer for Byron Buxton and then paid him? Like, I'm so into this fantasy football stuff. Like, I don't know if Buxton is like going to play in 2 weeks or if he just would rather take the rest of the season off.
Yeah, I don't know, but he has not started a rehab assignment, that I know. So until that starts, Davis, that's a week or two. You know, maybe September, I don't know. Like, it feels like he's on that Mondesi track of never knowing when the guy is going to come back. But yeah, I mean, I think that that's a fair assessment for them. They really, I think, needed a little bit more pitching than hitting. And Domingo Germán, who pitched well against Miami, I believe, got hurt in that game. But there are no more trades in Major League Baseball. The only thing that you can do is if there is a player that's not on the 40-man roster, you can trade those kind of players. But anybody that's on the 40-man cannot be dealt. So I think there was one small trade today. John Axford, who was traded today in not a big deal. The Evander Kane story, Davis, I know you saw this over the weekend. I know we only have a minute. What did you make of this story? Very peculiar.
So this is what I always go to anytime someone accuses a professional athlete like Evander Kane of fixing games or betting on games. There is not an amount of money that Evander Kane could be betting on games to make this financially worth it for him. His cap, he makes $7 million this year. He's not making $7 million throwing games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. With salaries changing so much, I don't understand about the fear with that, but very peculiar story, which the NHL said, of course, that they're going to look into, no doubt. All right, coming up next, it is time for us to take a look at the average draft position risers and fallers right here on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay with us and stay on the grid. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Is here. I mean, we are basically in it at this point. The month of August comes, everyone starts getting excited. We got the Hall of Fame game. Is Hard Knocks debuting this Sunday? Is that, that's gotta be coming soon, right, Davis? That's gotta be soon.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that it is coming soon. I'm not on top of it as much as you would think, given that it is on the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, August 10th, Tuesday, August 10th is going to be the first day. So
a week from
I imagine I'll probably be tuned into that. We will, if anything interesting happens on the show, I will bring it to the attention of the listeners here on Sports Grid TV. I don't know how good a Cowboys Hard Knocks is going to be. You know, I hope it gives us some insight into Amari Cooper's health, into how Dak Prescott's shoulder is doing, but just hard to say how entertaining it's going to be.
All right. Well, what is entertaining is seeing who's rising and falling over the weekend, Davis. And if you wouldn't mind, give us an idea what you saw this weekend in terms of risers over on some of the main drafting sites in terms of average draft position.
Yeah, I mean, so the rooms are definitely reacting big time to small reports right now. And sometimes the risers are not even related to a report. It would be related to, you know, other guys at the position falling. So three of the guys I saw going the most over ADP this weekend, Melvin Gordon was one of the main ones because there were a report from Denver Broncos camp this last week that he is the clear top running back right now, that Javonte Williams is even taking snaps with the second team. Mike Boone is getting some first team work. So it does look like, at least to start the year, Melvin Gordon is going to be the clear running back for the Denver Broncos. I don't expect that to hold. I think that they will give the reins over to Javonte Williams sooner rather than later. But definitely we are seeing a rise in Melvin Gordon's average draft position. Zach Ertz is another one. And I actually think that he is a super interesting candidate. You know, I you can't even really call Zach Ertz a sleeper, but basically the whole offseason it was like, well, is Zach Ertz going to retire? Is he going to be cut? Is he going to be traded? But he's got a big contract, so it's hard for the Eagles to cut him. And they start training camp, and he's there. He bleached his hair blonde. Looks very strange to see Zach Ertz with bleached blonde hair, but he's there at camp. He's participating. He's catching passes. You know, he's doing all of the things that that he needs to do, apparently. And yeah, I'm on board with this one. Not so much on board with the Melvin Gordon rising ADP, but I am on board with the Zach Ertz rising ADP. And then finally, T. Higgins, he's kind of been caught up in this wide receiver craziness in average draft position. I mean, the rooms in fantasy football are getting smarter than ever, pushing wide receivers up, pushing running backs down. But Higgins' ADP is converging with Ja'Marr Chase. For a long time this offseason, there was about a round in between these two guys' average draft position, but we're really seeing them both start to go now kind of in the middle or back end of the fourth round, which I'm on board with. I think both of them are solid value propositions there, though I will certainly miss being able to cheaply take T. Higgins onto my fantasy football teams because I think he just is going to have an incredible year. I think it is just going to be rocket ships for T. Higgins this season.
Yeah, and look, with no AJ Green even in the discussion, and he was in the discussion this time last year. We really just weren't sure what he was going to be. There's no question with Burrow and that combination to Higgins, it's going to be big. In terms of fallers, a couple of the names, Davis, that we're going to go over here do make sense. I'm surprised to see one of the top receivers in the NFL falling a little bit. You'll have to get into that.
Yeah, so the first name on our fallers list, Jonathan Taylor, I think this one makes a ton of sense. I mean, even if you thought heading into the season that the Colts were not going to be as good as they were last season, you definitely would just think that the volume would displace that, that Jonathan Taylor should be in line for, you know, 250 carries, 75 targets in the passing game, should have a monopoly on the goal line work. But if you know, Jacob Eason is the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts for 17 games, I don't know. You know, if Carson Wentz is playing injured, like, it's just going to be a limited opportunity to get first downs, a limited opportunity to generate scoring chances. So I am kind of down on Jonathan Taylor. The reason why Hopkins is falling, so it's twofold. The first is there was kind of this mini panic about players who were not vaccinated. This happened after that report last week. Remember, Tom Pelissero reported that there were going to be pretty big punishments for players not being vaccinated. And then DeAndre Hopkins intimated via his Twitter account that he himself was not vaccinated. The other reason why he's falling is Hopkins was going before Davante Adams in average draft position for a large chunk of the offseason, and now that has reversed. Davante Adams is going ahead of DeAndre Hopkins now, so that the combination of those two small little ripples has kind of moved Hopkins down like two or three spots, which you'd be like, oh, two or three spots, what's the big deal? And for like an eighth round pick, that doesn't matter at all. But for a guy who's consistently going inside the first two rounds, two to three spots like changes the draft situation quite a bit. So I feel like those are, you know, merited spots for us to be feeling a little bit differently about DeAndre Hopkins. And then Leonard Fournette, this is again another combination of things, right? The Tom Pelissero vaccination report, Leonard Fournette tweets that he doesn't want to be vaccinated, so he goes down a couple picks. And Bruce Arians, by the way, head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is one of the NFL head coaches who has been on the forefront of like, you guys need to get vaccinated. This is serious. I want all my players to be vaccinated. Some head coaches haven't said things like that, but Bruce Arians is one of them. And then the other part of this is that everything out of training camp suggests that Ronald Jones and Giovanni Bernard look really good, that Ronald Jones is doing everything that's being asked of him. Looks like he is a clear first and second down running back. But then also Bruce Arians and Tom Brady, they are obsessed with this idea. They call it the nickelback in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. It was the role that James White played. It was the role that Shane Vereen played. It was the role that Kevin Falk played. You know, I mean, we can go back 15 years to find guys with Brady who played exactly like Giovanni Bernard is going to play. And Pewter Report, which is one of the big Tampa Bay Buccaneers blogs, reported this weekend that Gio has a clear lock on that role. He looks great, right? Doing everything that's asked, doing well in pass blocking, doing well catching the passes. So, you know, some people maybe thought Fournette would be able to play that passing down role, and it looks like that is just Giovanni Bernard's to lose at this point.
Yeah, it's interesting because you mentioned, I remember when I said I was going to take Fournette, you're like, just take Bernard later. I did get him, I think, in the Razz Bowl. I think I did accomplish that. When you're playing in the higher stakes leagues this season, And you just mentioned that you think that a couple of the fallers are due to the vaccination stuff here. Is that how much is that factoring in, Davis, for you? Because we know when they say that they're not, but we don't know when they say that they got it. So is that like, is there some risk involved there? Like, is it, how much is that going into your process, I guess, this year?
So for me, I think it actually matters a little bit more in best ball leagues where you're wanting the most amount of available weeks. Like in a managed league, right, a high stakes league where you're setting the lineup every single week, like you're just going to know, oh, DeAndre Hopkins is out for this week. And sure, it sucks to lose DeAndre Hopkins for a week, right? You don't want to, but you can replace him, right? Okay, DeAndre Hopkins is out. I'm going to sub in Mike Williams. Whereas in best ball, those missed weeks really add up, and especially if you have multiple guys missing a week. But then also, maybe not so much for Hopkins, but Leonard Fournette is not like super guaranteed a roster spot, right? They have Keyshawn Vaughn, they have Giovanni Bernard, they have Ronald Jones. If Bruce Arians really wants to be a hard line, Like, you got to do everything to help win the team. You're the 46th guy on our roster, and you're not vaccinated, and Keyshawn Vaughn is vaccinated. You know, I mean, look, some guys are going to, we already know, the NFL has already told us this, that some guys are going to get cut. We had agents telling us that now the first thing that teams ask when they call about their player is what's his vaccination status. So, like, so guys like Fournette, I don't know. It feels sketchy.
Yeah, it's very interesting to think that. And this is the first sport that it's widely available for before the start of the season. Mm-hmm. So something we'll have to watch for sure going into the preseason and into the NFL season, no doubt. Okay, coming up next, it's time to play our game of take them or leave them according to their draft position. Jalen Waddle, Nyheim Hines, Justin Herbert. Discuss them next here on Sports Grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The month of August is a good time to start getting ready. Go to dailyroto.com, check out Davis's rankings for the upcoming year. In addition to that, starting next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, the 15th of August, I'll be back on the air on Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, helping you get ready to draft in fantasy football. And we'll be having a two-hour fantasy football show right here on Sports Grid every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. I'll be a part of that. We'll tell you more about that coming up next week. All right, back to the drafts we go and looking at the ADP currently. And we'll start with a player that Brett Levy took in his draft, which is Jalen Waddle from the Miami Dolphins. Had some nice highlights this weekend on social media. His ADP is 119, so going in the 10th round, 11th round, 9th round, just depending on where you like him. Of course, he was marred by injuries last year, 28 receptions, 491 receiving yards, and 4 touchdowns. And Dolphins' first-round pick last year, Waddle was asked about who's helping him through the first-year process.
I think all of my receivers, I'm the youngest in there. All the receivers help me, but two that I can, you know, just stands out is Mac Hollins and Albert Wilson. Mac has helped me. Actually, he waiting on me to go get on the jugs. He helping with, you know, keep my body healthy and always quiz me on, you know, what we got, installs, things like that. So Mac and then Albert helped me just on the field to give me points and tips. So them two guys, definitely my OGs.
I like Waddle's attitude, Davis. He's getting a lot of really good reviews with Miami. Of course, a lot of what he's going to do this year is tied into Tua Tagovailoa, who also, according to reports, looks really good. But, you know, this is kind of the stuff we get here, and you don't know if it's true or not. So, Davis, Jalen Waddle, take him or leave him here for 2021.
I mean, definitely take him. I am very interested in this Dolphins offense. I think at year's end, I think there's a chance that we look back on the Dolphins as one of the teams that was just collectively a steal at their average draft positions that, you know, we look back and we go, oh yeah. I mean, they were all just clearly underpriced. You know, Tua took the next step. Adding Will Fuller to this offense was huge. Mike Gesicki played his role very well. Jalen Waddle worked out as a first-round pick. Devontae Parker did his job. Preston Williams chipped in when he was needed, right? Lynn Bowden Jr. chipped in when he was needed, all of those things. So, like, I feel I take Dolphins wide receivers a lot, whether it be Fuller, whether it be Waddle, whether it be Parker. I think they all look strong. Gesicki, about as good as you can ask for, you know, kind of a slot move tight end. So I'm in on Jalen Waddle, but I wanted to share that, like, I just love that attitude from him. Like, he just seems like he's having fun, seems like he is enjoying playing with those guys. Like, I'm loving what I'm seeing from Dolphins camp. And I'm also loving, like, you know, this time last year, we didn't know what was up with Tua because he couldn't really practice. He was coming back from that fractured hip that he suffered at Alabama. So, like, we didn't really know. We weren't really getting, like, oh, you know, Tua looks good, Tua looks bad, he's trying to figure it out, he's not figuring it out. So, like, and certainly, you know, we can kind of say, well, yeah, you know, I mean, training camp reports, how good are they, how bad are they? But, like, no one's saying anything good about Zach Wilson. No one's saying anything good about Daniel Jones, right? But we're hearing good things about Tua. And you probably know some of these Miami guys. Alan Pupar, who works for, you know, is one of the like, he's super honest about the team. He was last year saying, I don't think the team should have turned the team over to Tua. He was big on, like, they should have just kept with Fitzpatrick. But this offseason, he's been really bullish on Tua. So I'm just liking everything I'm hearing about the Dolphins right now.
Yeah, it's a very divisive conversation on Tua. It's either in or out. There's no one in between. You know, I tend to believe that Miami's going to get this one right and Tua's going to be really good. But I got to be honest, it would not surprise me if he wasn't. Like, it's that divisive when it comes down to camp this year. But we'll find out quick. All right, Nyheim Hines of the Indianapolis Colts. Boy, did he get some bad news, or did he this weekend? The ADP is 135. 380 rushing yards, 63 receptions, 482 receiving yards, 7 touchdowns out of the backfield. And with Jordan Wilkins and Jonathan Taylor and all of these other running backs that the Colts have, naturally you would think, okay, well, no Carson Wentz, I'm out on all the Indianapolis running backs. Is that the case with Hines, or could he get a boost with Jacob Eason?
So I kind of go a couple different ways. Like, one, you know, I am thinking that the offense is going to be worse, right? I think that even Carson Wentz's, you know, like, kind of low baseline still would be better than whatever the baseline is going to be with Carson Wentz or then with Jacob Eason. But then you kind of start thinking about it. Well, you know, they'll probably be trailing in games more. Nyheim Hines is going to be a more natural fit for when they're chasing games than if they were protecting leads in games. Hines is also the kind of guy who would benefit from a quarterback who is, you know, not going to be able to find Michael Pittman in tight coverage, not going to be throwing the ball deep to T.Y. Hilton. And Hines also is a guy who tends to just fit the sorts of teams that I'm building. And that probably is more it than anything, is I'm building so many teams that, look, do I just need a guy who can get me 8 points some weeks on some of these teams? Yeah, probably I will, because there will be drafts. I mean, there have already been drafts where I've started with, you know, one running back, maybe a Travis Kelce, maybe a Darren Waller, maybe a George Kittle, and then 7 straight wide receivers, and then, you know, a Dak Prescott or a Kyler Murray or a Jalen Hurts. And, like, I'm sitting there in the 13th round and I'm going, I don't have a wide receiver, or I don't have a running back I can start at running back two for week one. So Hines just fits that build, kind of like a James White, kind of like a Giovanni Bernard or a J.D. McKissick. So I was taking Waddle, and I am taking Nyheim Hines as well. I think, and I also, by the way, would forecast Hines' ADP to probably dip by about five spots upcoming over the next couple weeks as we see Colts injury stuff settle out. So it'll be even more palatable to take him.
All right. Well, let's close it out here with a little take them or leave them with the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers, who I was leaving all over the place last year. His ADP this year is eighth round, so no discount for on Justin Herbert. Threw for over 4,000 yards last season, even ran a little bit, 234 rushing yards, 36 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. And this was with a very non-creative offensive coach in Anthony Lynn for sure. Toward the end of that year, it was embarrassing. They would only let this guy throw five-yard passes. But decision has to be made again, Davis. I was out last year. I got to believe that what I saw was legit. Do you believe it? Fan, do you believe that he is somebody you would take, or are you leaving him on the table this year?
So I do believe that Justin Herbert is good. Like, I believe that Justin Herbert is better than the guy that we saw play at Oregon, because much like you, like my expectations for Justin Herbert were very low. I thought we would see Tyrod Taylor play for a while. And we would have seen, by the way, we would have seen Tyrod Taylor play for a while, I think, had the situation played out slightly differently. You know, we saw how bizarre those things went. And so I think that in a way, maybe it was, maybe it was kind of fortuitous for Justin Herbert. But where he goes in drafts, I guess kind of the reason why I am leaving him is I don't love taking Keenan Allen at his average draft position. I would rather take Allen Robinson, and I would rather take CeeDee Lamb. So I don't end up in these drafts very often saying, okay, well, I need to set up a Charger stack because I don't have Keenan Allen. And then Herbert and Mike Williams, the second wide receiver, they go very close to each other in drafts. So it's kind of hard to secure both of them. You know, maybe if you're picking on the turn at like the 8-9 turn, you can take both of them, but that's not even a guarantee. And then the other thing is Herbert goes very close to Russell Wilson. I prefer Russell Wilson. Herbert goes very close to Jalen Hurts, which, and it's controversial, but I much prefer Hurts because I think Hurts can have an insane rushing season. I think Jalen Hurts could rush for 1,000 yards. Like, I think he could have a wild rushing season. And I think Herbert's kind of best case for rushing would be like 400 yards, 5 rushing touchdowns or something like that. Like, he's more of a scrambler than a rusher. So it's not that I have anything against Herbert. It's not that I think his ADP is bad. It's not that would I be bummed out if I got him on a team? I wouldn't. But just kind of structurally, the way I'm setting up drafts, I just do not end up with Herbert all that often.
Do you think that their coaching staff is better this year than what it was last year? I mean, that was my big thing, is that as good as he looked, Davis, I thought Anthony Lynn was one of the least aggressive, creative play callers.
You know, it's very hard for me to say, because yes, Anthony Lynn was a terrible play caller. He kicked too many field goals. He punted too often. But in terms of fantasy value, how much can we really complain about the fantasy value that was created? Because if you think about it, look, Austin Eckler was a running back one when he was in there, right? No one had any complaints about that. Keenan Allen was good. We're 2 years removed from a very good season we saw a very good season for Mike Williams 2 seasons ago. Hunter Henry had 93 targets last year. So like, for fantasy value, I actually feel like Anthony Lynn was not that bad. Like, he kind of had it figured out for the, and so I don't know if this new coach, Brandon Staley is his name. Like, I don't know if the fantasy values will really alter all that different. I think he'll be better in game. Like, I think the team will be better set up in game. But I can't guarantee you 100% for sure that the fantasy values of the players will be all that different.
Yeah, and listen, Melvin Gordon was really good too with Anthony Lynn. I forget about him all the time, but that guy had an unbelievable season with the Chargers, no doubt. All right, coming up, it's time to play a little game of fantasy or reality. Who won the trade deadline in Major League Baseball? There were so many trades on Friday. We'll try and go through that. the Lakers may end up adding yet another future Hall of Famer. Is that something that's going to happen in the next 24 hours? And then what is this infatuation with artists who have passed away, but somehow their representation or their family still having them do concerts from concerts in the past? Very strange. We'll get to all that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid, the first preseason game, Davis, of the 2021 NFL season is coming up this week. Before we get to our fantasy reality, how psyched are you to watch the Cowboys and Steelers play?
I am psyched. I will unironically be watching all four quarters of the Hall of Fame game. There will be guys in there you've never heard of. It'll be nothing but runs up the middle to wind down the clock in the second half. It'll be boring. It'll be excruciating. But I will be there for every snap. I'll be, you know, figuring out who's on the field with the first team for both teams on Thursday. I mean, I will be locked in, Greg. I will be ready for the Hall of Fame game. No one will be more unironically excited for the Hall of Fame game than me.
Are there games this weekend too, or is it just the Hall of Fame game and then the following week is all the games? I haven't even looked, honestly.
Yeah, it's Hall of Fame game, weekend off. Then so it's like a 9-day break in between the preseason games.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So that'll be the only game that I miss Thursday. I'm definitely fighting back and forth with taking time off and not really having anything to do, but I am going to execute that plan this week and try and step off the grid, I guess, as we would call it, for a few days. Well, Brett Levy went off the grid on Friday. I hope everything went well with your house, Brett. It's good to have you back here for Fantasy and Reality. Or everything go smoothly? Everything set?
Yeah, all good. I'm a homeowner. I'm moving to Jersey, Craig. So all good here. But not as good as things are as in Dodgerland, where they landed Max Scherzer and Trey Turner at the trade deadline. They actually played Mookie Betts at second base last night, Craig. So we got to ask the Dodgers, with all the moves they made at the deadline, and Davis, we'll start with you for this one. The Dodgers won the MLB trade deadline. Davis, is this a fantasy or reality?
I mean, they clearly won the trade deadline. You know, I think that I like the additions that the Yankees made, right? Andrew Heaney, Joey Gallo, Anthony Rizzo, some left-handed power in Yankee Stadium. I think, you know, the Gallo-Rizzo trade is going to look great at the end of the year, because I think the production they get from those guys is going to look fantastic. You upgrade, you know, Domingo Germán or whoever your fifth starter is for Andrew Heaney. That's nice. But the Dodgers added a Cy Young candidate in Max Scherzer. I mean, a Cy Young winner in the past in Max Scherzer. And they added a, you know, Trey Turner. Like Craig and I were talking about this last week. You know, Trey Turner a little bit better for fantasy baseball than real baseball. But, I mean, the Dodgers definitely learned one thing in the course of this season, which is we cannot be deep enough. There is not a level of depth that we can achieve on our 40-man roster that would be too much. As, you know, Bellinger's been hurt, and Betts has been hurt, and Lux has been hurt, and Seager has been hurt, and all these guys have been hurt, but they just keep adding talent. I think it served them very well. And the big key why the Dodgers won the trade deadline is the Padres didn't make a huge addition. The Giants added Chris Bryant, who, like, yeah, Chris Bryant is a really good addition, but it's not a Trey Turner, Max Scherzer level addition. So I feel like the Dodgers clearly won the trade deadline, because it seemed, Craig, like the Padres were going to get Max Scherzer and the Dodgers came over the top.
Yeah, and I think for me, I think that your last statement, I think, is really more of a, the Padres lost the deadline and that made the Giants, I'm sorry, made the Dodgers win. I don't think that the Dodgers are scared of the Giants, but there's no question that with the Padres and the talent that they have with Tatis and Machado, Yu Darvish, very formidable. But having now Tatis hurt and them not pulling the trigger on that trade, Davis, the only thing that I think happened here is I think in order for you to get Max Scherzer, meaning in order for a team to get Max Scherzer, you had to take on his deferred money. And it's a lot of deferred money. No one's even talking about this. The Dodgers are just basically like, yeah, no problem, we'll put it in our pocket. But the Dodgers were smart by saying, look, if we're going to take the deferred money, you got to give us Trey Turner too. I don't think, Davis, that San Diego was willing to take on Scherzer's deferred money, man. I think that's what happened here. And the Dodgers stepped in and were like, we got more money than anybody else, let's do it. So Padres sort of lost the deadline, which made the Dodgers win it. And I do think it's now going to come down to L.A. and San Francisco. I think San Diego is in trouble, man. I don't think they did enough. And now with Tatis hurt, I am worried about them. And by the way, not one mention, Davis, last week of Trevor Bauer. It's like it didn't. It's like he's not even there. It's just, it's crazy. The Dodgers can just move right on from it now, adding Scherzer. So reality for me, too.
All right. Well, our next question, we're going over to the NBA. The Lakers made a big splash on draft night, adding Russell Westbrook. But we're asking about another one of LeBron's friends, Carmelo Anthony. Free agency set to start tonight. I believe at midnight they can start negotiating with teams. So we got to ask, Craig, we'll start with you for this one. Carmelo Anthony will team up with LeBron, AD, and Westbrook. He's going to sign with the LA Lakers. Is this a fantasy or reality?
I think that other than Chris Paul, when we look at players that have not won a championship that we would like to see win a championship, I think Carmelo Anthony is at the top. And it's really interesting because 10 years ago, I think people, Davis, narratively wise, did not want Carmelo Anthony to win a championship. He's a ball hog. He shoots the ball too much. He didn't bring anything to New York. And we have now completely changed our tune on it. And he's gone from the villain to the hero. I'm not really sure contractually what this means. I think, Davis, you laid it out. Pretty much Lakers have no money. So for Melo to do this, I think he's got to take a minimum deal. I am rooting for this to happen. I hope so. I'm going to say reality. I think it's probably LeBron's decision to make here. I would also guess that. But clearly, if Melo wants $7 million, Davis, He's not going to be on the Lakers. He's going to be somewhere else. And I don't know if he can handle that. I'm not sure where he stands with it. It seems as though with Melo, he does kind of want to get paid sometimes too. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, Carmelo has made a lot of money in his NBA playing career. And also his wife is on TV. So it is not like the Anthony's struggle to bring the money. And Carmelo has, of course, his advertisements. I know he's got some side hustles, like he's got some business interests. So I feel like if Carmelo Anthony is willing to sign for the veterans minimum, or maybe even not the veterans minimum, let's call it the mini mid-level. So I think that ends up being about $3.5 million for a year or two. Then he will sign with the Lakers, because I do not see him going back to the Blazers if all else is equal, or going anywhere, right? Carmelo has always wanted to play with LeBron. He's one of the banana boat guys. Like, it's like Chris Paul and LeBron and Carmelo and Wade, right? The banana boat brothers.
Right.
And I feel like, and also, by the way, the Lakers just desperately need bodies. They just need guys who can play. I mentioned earlier in the show, they got 5 guys under contract on the roster. They need as many cheap players as possible. Carmelo will get minutes for this Lakers team if he does come in. I think he would be their backup power forward, their backup wing. He could come in when LeBron, I think the best fit for his minutes would be when LeBron and AD are off the court and in the Russell Westbrook only minutes to provide some spacing and provide some shooting. So you know what? I am going to go reality. I'm going to say Carmelo ends up accepting the mini mid-level exception, which ends up being about $3 million from the Lakers, signs and plays about like 22 minutes a game off the bench for the Lakers.
Yeah, I think it's really fair to say that any team Carmelo goes to at this point, it's a combination of 3 things: playing time, money, and the last part of it has got to be a place that he wants to go. Like, I mean, that's still at this stage of his career. For me, I'm hoping for LA. My gosh, I have so many of his graded cards. I have so many Carmelo Anthony PSA 10s. This would be a celebration for me, Brett.
Well, I'm rooting for a championship for Carmelo. Obviously a big Q's fan myself. So go get him, Melo. But the last thing we're going to talk about today before we get out of here, virtual reality hologram concerts, whatever you want to call them, are coming back. They're coming to Vegas now, Craig. We're going to have Whitney Houston. We're going to have a few others, Amy Winehouse as well. So we got to ask, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. Hologram concerts are a good idea. Davis, is this a fantasy or reality?
You know, when these first came out, right, remember the Tupac hologram? I thought it was pretty cool. I was like, you know, that's a cool idea. Obviously, I would never get to see Tupac in concert. But kind of the more I think about it, this just heads our society in a direction. First off, that it's clearly going anyways, where digital experiences are valued kind of the same as like real life terrestrial 3D experiences. We all spend so much time online. I mean, Craig, you and I do the show every single day, and we do it from 1500 miles apart, and our producer is in New York, another 1500 miles away. Like, clearly we are all just so much more comfortable living in a digital world. And I don't love the idea of replacing sensory experiences, which is like what going to a concert is. You hear the music, you see the performer, like you feel the music coming out, you feel the heat and all that stuff. Like, I don't love replacing that with a more mechanical, manufactured experience. So I'm going the other way. I think they are a bad idea. Like, I don't want to see a hologram of Jimi Hendrix playing All Along the Watchtower. I am out on this. I think hologram concerts are a bad idea, and I don't want to partake.
Yeah, see, the thing for me, the only way I could say this is a good idea is if the family or the representation wants this to happen. But, you know, clearly for me, I would never attend one of these. I think it's odd, weird, and I don't know that within the first 30 minutes that I would want to walk out. Like, I just think that it's so strange that that Whitney Houston, who is one of the greatest singers of all time, like, does Whitney Houston's estate really need this kind of money? I mean, from what I read in the story, it was unauthorized, basically, that they're trying to pull these things off. Davis, if this is happening in Las Vegas, let me explain to you what I think that this is. This is, you go to Vegas, and hopefully in the next year or two, so you go to Vegas, and then you can't get tickets to a concert. And then you're looking all around, and this is the best thing left on the schedule. You know, like, you didn't get the J-Lo tickets, and you didn't get the Gwen Stefani tickets. And then, oh, let's go see a hologram of Whitney Houston. You know, it's like your fallback. So I think it's going to do okay, but there'll be some people who are really strange that are wanting to see this. So, Davis, I am with you. I am out on this. It was cool for a little bit, but I'm out on this entirely. Brett, what about you, man? Like, Brett, you're big into music and stuff like that. Would you go to one of these?
I don't know if I'd want to do this, Craig. This might be a little out of my league.
Okay. We caught Brett off guard there. Sorry there, Brett. Brett was like the hologram in our show there just for a minute, like pulling down the microphone. But okay, we got to go. But before we do, we got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next. Every day we do this at the end of the show. One opinion on something going on in the world, in fantasy and reality and sports wagering. So stay tuned to that. Davis and I will be right back here tomorrow on the show. And here's why it's going to be good. Because for those of you who are getting ready for fantasy football, you're about to hear names that are probably nowhere on your fantasy football radar. But because we're in this deep league where we're drafting like 25 rounds, we're going to give you some opinions on players that you should be taking very late in your draft tomorrow. Also, don't forget that we also do this show in podcast form. So if you have iTunes or Android, Google Play, Stitcher, download our podcast in your search tab. Search for Fantasy Sports Today. Like and subscribe to our podcast. And every day when the show is over, it goes automatically over to your device and you can listen to us on demand. We'll be right back.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For the latest on everything happening in sports wagering and the schedule tonight in baseball and the Olympics, we got Scott Farrell coming up coast to coast a little bit later today right here on Sports Grid. Let's turn it over to Davis as we wrap up our first Monday show in August with the Sports Grid 60. Davis, what do you got?
Well, you know, since it is our first weekend here in August, it is officially fantasy football draft season. I'm going to end the show with a little fantasy football nugget, and it's to not be stubborn. And this is probably I mean, this is the thing I have the most difficulty with in fantasy football is, one, like, not completely falling in love with players and then disregarding the news when it comes out about them. The example I have right now is I all offseason I've been like, you know, Darrell Williams is a really good handcuff running back to draft with the Chiefs, should play a little bit, and then if, you know, something happens to CH, he's going to play a lot more. But right now we're getting a lot of positive reports about Jerick McKinnon coming out of Chiefs camp. So instead of, you know, drafting Darrell Williams in the 20th round of every single draft, got to expand the mind a little bit and take what the news gives you. Of course, there will be many players that this corresponds to, but great fantasy football advice. Don't be stubborn once training camp starts.
Very good advice, for sure. Don't take my advice, because unfortunately I have an apology to make to the Tokyo Olympics. I'm sorry. Other than baseball, I have not watched you at all. I have not watched 1 second of the 2021 Olympic Games. I feel bad. I feel like I'm not patriotic enough. I feel like there's a blind spot here. I've missed the entire Olympics. I know it's still going on, but even when it's on social media, I don't even click the highlights. Baseball is the only thing that I have seen. And that's partially because I'm interested on how Israel is going to do as well. I don't know if everybody feels the same way about that. I would encourage you to not feel the way that I feel about it. But I've just been completely out, unfortunately, on these Olympic Games. That will do it for the show. Thank you to Spencer. Thank you to James over at LTN, for Danny and Ryan, and our producer, Brett Levy. That will do it for this edition of Fantasy Sports Today. But don't despair. We'll be right back here tomorrow at noon. So make sure you tune us in right here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. For Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be right back here Tuesday at noon for another edition of Fantasy Sports Today. See ya.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices, with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.